Hi everyone, thank you for listening to my podcast, The Basics of Swimming. Today's topic is going to be about how to get started on swimming. So, before I start, if you have any questions, email me at my email, venkyarun07@gmail.com. That's venkyarun07@gmail.com. Another thing before I get started is why you should learn swimming. Swimming is a good life skill in case you're ever in danger of drowning, and it is also a good workout. I go to it on a daily basis, and it's really good for exercising, and it's also fun for some people. I like to do it, and it's pretty fun for me. So, the first step you should take in learning swimming, you should try to Google or talk to people you know about organizations or a swimming center or a trainer that could help you learn how to swim. Sometimes there's people just, if you go to any pool, there might be classes there that you can sign up and you can go to. I'm in a center called Texas for Aquatics. They can teach you swimming. And after you're done with all the levels, you can go on and continue onto the swim team. But I'll talk about that later on. So once you find an organization or center or trainer, someone to basically help you, they'll probably teach you the basics of swimming, how to stay afloat in water, how to not sink, and all the strokes in swimming, which are butterfly, backstroke, breaststroke, and freestyle. I'm not sure about other places, but at the place that I go to for swimming, Texas for Aquatics, there's like different levels from 1 to 10. And each level you go up, you learn like more stuff into swimming. As like the lower levels are the basics and the higher levels, you start to learn more and more about the strokes. By level 10, you should know how to swim pretty well. Like you should know how to do all the strokes. And then after that, you can continue onto the swim team, which is what I'm on. It's competitive swimming at that level. You go to practices to get faster, and you'll have to do drills, which are like variations of the stroke to help you learn like certain parts and how to do them better in the stroke. And once you're in the swim team, you can go to swim meets, which are like a competition where you race against other swimmers and try to improve your time. So your times are like how fast you went in the race, like the 100 IM. If your time is 1:15, you'll want to improve that time each time you swim it again. But the times are only recorded at an actual swim meet. You don't get to record your times when you're at a practice. But that's all for today. Thank you everyone for listening. And if you have any questions, you can contact my email at venkyarun07@gmail.com. venkyarun07@gmail.com. And thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next episode.